This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to The Stand with Eamon Dunphy. Now, the English Premier League, of course, always attracts huge interest, and this season it's fascinating for one particular reason, in that the winning of it has become a three-horse race. There are three powerful clubs, Liverpool, Manchester City and Arsenal, and they are far and away the best teams in the Premier League, and they're ahead of everyone else. And it's Jurgen Klopp's last season at Liverpool, so obviously there's a sentimental belief that it would be great to see him go out with a championship. But of course, Arsenal haven't won it for a long time, and Manchester City seem to own it in recent times, for the last decade, really. And we're joined now by John Giles to talk about the weekend's football. John, I know you have a touch of laryngitis, so we'll see how we go. Appreciate you coming on. The Arsenal-Manchester City match in Manchester on Sunday was one of the worst games of football I ever saw. But I suppose, you know, 0-0 for Mikel Arteta, the Arsenal coach, that's a result to be happy going home.
Yes, that's the way it goes, Eamon. You know, like, I think Pep was having a little bit of a go afterwards, as a lot of managers do, about not playing open play. But that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, any manager plays the way he has to play to get a result.
Yeah.
And the opposition have to do something about it to get a win or whatever it was. So I hate to hear managers moaning afterwards about, well, they didn't come out or they were defending too much. They're entitled to do that.
Yes.
Any team is entitled to do that. And you have to break them down. So it's a lot of nonsense to think, well, they're not playing the way we want them to play.
Yeah. And funny, the two sides have played three times this season. One in the Community Shield, when it was a draw, it was settled on penalties. The other game was the one on Sunday. And in the game at the Emirates, Arsenal lost 1-0. I think it was an own goal. So they're very tight. From your own experience on playing and, of course, managing at the highest level, the fact that Arteta and Pep are very close, that Arteta was his number two, they're both Spaniards, and all of the things they know about each other and the way they their football beliefs, that tends, doesn't it, tend to almost ensure that when they're playing against, when their clubs are playing against each other, it's going to be tight, and that the knowledge will be there about how to screw the other one up.
It depends what team you have, Eamon.
Yep.
You know, like if Pep had gone to Huddersfield or somewhere, he wouldn't even be playing against them. but I think we spoke about in your programme last week that since the last, what, 5, 6, 7 weeks,
yep,
Arsenal have come back with a bang, really.
They have, yeah.
And I think I think we spoke about it before,
yep,
that the attitude that they have now, like when they were up there, I don't think they believed in it.
Yes.
They had a bad turn and everybody expected them to be out of it, myself included. I think they're gone. But they've come back and they've learned a lesson I think he's learned a lesson from the particular situation he was in before. When you play against Manchester City, or anybody else for that matter, from Arsenal's point of view, you're entitled to play the way you want to play.
Yeah.
Just because the opposition doesn't like it, it's tough.
Or the journalists, or indeed the fans. I mean, just to deviate for a moment, the Leeds team you played in, great though it was heavily criticised, wasn't it? And the great Alf Ramsey, who won the World Cup for England in 1966, his style of play with England, it attracted a lot of flack, and Leeds attracted a lot of flack as well, didn't you?
Totally, Emmett.
Yeah.
You know, we'd go down for it. We'd go to all places, Manchester United. Actually, we won at Manchester United. We might have drawn at Liverpool. I mean, we finished runners-up in the league that year.
Yeah.
And we never got an ounce of praise because it was dirty Leeds. But we were a tough team, I mean, if we hadn't been a tough team, we wouldn't have finished second in the league.
No.
If we'd have played the way Manchester United wanted us to play, or Liverpool won.
Yeah.
Hard luck. Now, you're entitled, as a manager, you're entitled to play whatever way you want. And usually, if it doesn't please the opposition, you're going in the right direction.
Yeah, and it has to be said that Leeds had just come up from what is now called the Championship, from the Second Division. When you joined Leeds, they were in the Second Division.
Yeah.
So it wasn't an equal fair fight, if you like, for a while. The other thing I suppose is necessary to say here is that Manchester City have a magnificent team, particularly attackers, and to go there as Arsenal did at the weekend and keep a clean sheet. And in fact, there was only three shots in the match.
Yes, yeah.
Two shots from City, one shot from Arsenal.
Yeah.
Neither goalkeeper troubled in the whole game. So that was a stalemate in the real meaning of the word.
Definitely. Yep. But Arteta would be pleased about that, Eamon.
Yep.
I think it's one of the few times he's even got a draw against Manchester City in recent years.
Yep.
So he's entitled, any manager with his team is entitled to do whatever he wants to do. Tough luck if it doesn't please the home supporters.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
They're not to please the home supporters.
No.
They have to do a job, and if they get a job, and then you get a manager, and we see a lot of, they don't like the way they play.
I know what you think about this, and the second word is them, and the first word begins with F. Okay, now afterwards on television, there was a very interesting discussion. Roy Keane was on the panel, and he had a right go at Erling Haaland. He said, "Okay, he gets goals, but the rest of his game is like a Division 2 player, which is the third division in old money." It was a rather shocking attack. And I thought it was very, very unfair when you consider the goal tally that he's run up, Haaland. He's top scorer this year. Although he's only scored 18 goals, he's still top of behind Mo Salah.
Yeah, he was out for 7 weeks, Eamon.
Yeah, of course he was. And, you know, the venom in Keane's criticism of what is essentially a young player. Now, where does it come from? Who was the guy he was involved with when he got suspended for a long time and a big fine? It was Haaland's father. And there's always something in Keane, you know, he criticizing Declan Rice. There's a background, there's a bit of history there as well, which we won't go into, but you know about, and I do too. He isn't really a very good analyst, Keane, is he?
Well, I think Roy Keane looks at the game in the way he played the game.
Yeah.
And when he played the game, he was one of those guys, 100% guy, no doubt about it.
No doubt about that.
With the Manchester United's Beckham and Scholes and these guys. He was the one that wouldn't let them drop an inch into that attitude to the game. That was his main, in my opinion anyway, that was his main contribution to the team. You know, they say, well, they do all the dirty work.
Yeah.
In other words, if they lost the ball, Keane was the first to get back.
Yeah.
And he demanded that the rest of them get back and get the ball back in that. That was his main contribution to the game, in my opinion. Beckham and Scholes and these guys were different to the way he played. But it was a huge approach from him to get that type of attitude from them.
Yes.
So when he sees Haaland play, see, Haaland doesn't kill himself playing him, as we know.
Well, yeah, no. I mean, he gets goals.
No, hang on, let me finish. Yeah. I'm not criticizing him, I'm actually praising him.
Right.
Haaland is, if what he does, and there used to be an old saying in our time playing, and probably since, he only scores goals.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? He only scores goals. But this, I think this is Keane's attitude to his analysis of him. He only scores goals.
Yeah.
But scoring goals, as we know, I think it's the hardest thing in football.
It is, and the most important thing, John.
And the most important thing.
Yes.
And not does he just score one or two. He scores loads.
Yeah, he does, yeah. He'll break every record. And he's only 22. Yeah.
So that's the old thing they used to say in football. Ah, that guy. He used to say it about Jimmy Greaves. You remember
I do, playing against the great Jimmy. You played against him a lot. And he used to say precisely the same thing. And he actually was a very good footballer, Jimmy Greaves, wasn't he, John? Yeah, good left foot. Yeah,
he was a genius.
Yes,
and what he did. But a lot of people used to say about him, "Oh, well, you don't see much of Jimmy." No, not till he scores two or three goals, anyway. You know. So, I mean, I think for Roy Keane to say, with I don't know why he's saying it. It doesn't make sense as an ex footballer to say, well, you know, he's not doing this, he's not doing that, and he scored whatever many goals he scored this year and last year.
Yeah.
And the season before.
Yeah.
And he's still only 23.
Yeah, he tends to bear grudges, Keane, as I know, and indeed others who have crossed him. But it made a lot of headlines in the papers, and it reflects very badly on him. But let's move on, John, to Liverpool. Now, Brighton, over the years, they were playing Brighton at home. It was the 2 o'clock match on Sunday before the Manchester City Arsenal match. Brighton have given Liverpool a lot of trouble, and they've given others a lot of trouble as well.
Exactly, yeah.
They're a dangerous team, and they play nice football, well set up to defend. They went 1-0 ahead after 90 seconds, but in the end, Liverpool got it done, and there was 2-1. Mo Salah missed a lot of chances, but he hasn't been playing. The one player I'd like your opinion on is McAllister, John.
Yeah.
He played in the World Cup winning Argentinian team. I didn't really notice him very much, but I really am beginning to appreciate. And Sunday was he was absolutely outstanding in every respect as a midfield player.
Yeah. I think he's a terrifically talented lad. Really, really talented lad. I think he has to impose himself a little bit more on the pitch.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah.
In other words, like, if you're on you played in the middle of the field. If you don't demand the ball in the middle of the field, really demand it.
Yes.
50% of the time, you won't get it.
Yeah.
Now, when he gets it, he's excellent.
Yes.
Well, you can see by him, his demeanor, on the pitch. He's not an aggressive lad.
No.
He just does it quietly.
Yes.
So I'd love for him to get out on the pitch and be a Roy Keane.
Yeah, but he's just made of different stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But he has the ability.
Yes.
You know? So if you have the ability, you have to demand the ball a lot more to make the most of that ability. Sometimes I see him playing and he doesn't get a kick at the ball for ages because he's not demanding it. He's like one of those lads off the pitch, Eamon.
Yeah.
You've been through it and I've been through it with lads like that. They don't say a word.
Yeah.
Or they say very little. They're humble lads. Yeah. Well, in football...
Don't rule me out.
No, you can't afford to be humble.
Yeah.
Well, you were the opposite to him.
Yeah, exactly.
You were mouthy on the pitch because that's the position you played.
Yeah.
And that's the way... That's, but he doesn't... I think he's got it... He's at that age now, I think, whatever he is, 24, 25.
Yeah.
Some matches you see him in, Eamon, and you don't know he's playing.
Yeah, well,
but instead of bossing around, you know, get it here, get it there, get it, and demand the ball himself, because when he gets it, he's excellent.
Yeah.
And he should be getting more of it.
Yeah. Now, John, of the three contenders, Liverpool, Arsenal, Manchester City, I'm not asking you to call it, but can I put a proposition to you? I think City have gone backwards. I mean, that's no great criticism. They've won the league for every season, practically. I think Liverpool were the last alternative to a few years ago. I think they have gone backwards, John, a little bit. I don't think Arsenal are quite there. I think, well, I think Liverpool have their defensive flaws, but I think Liverpool are the most exciting team of the three. Would you agree with that?
Well, I wouldn't give two hoots about the exciting
team. No, I know. I thought you'd say that. Go on.
I'd want to see who's going to be doing it, who's doing it. Yeah. I think at the moment, if I was putting a few bob on it, I'd put it on Liverpool.
Yes.
But you've got to be careful with City. I mean, they've done it a few years.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it one year, last year, the year before, Arsenal looked like as they were going home, easy winners. And they came with a run, last year. So that has to be taken into consideration.
Right.
But the teams that I would see at the moment, if I was putting a few bob on, which I don't put a few bob on, as you know.
I do.
I think I'd go for Liverpool.
John thinks 10 to 1. It's lunchtime. I mean, it's very difficult. Because the other thing that's becoming very apparent, John, and we'll see more of it, is the players are very tired. I thought in the Arsenal-Man City game even, they were leggy and tired. I watched Manchester United-Brentford on Saturday night for my sins, but that's the job we do, and there's no complaints. Both sides... Well, not both sides. Manchester United looked, you know, very, very tired. They got a 1-1 draw in the end, but Brentford hit the post, the crossbar, and could have really have beaten them heavily. In the end, United nicked the goal in the 90th minute, but Brentford got the equaliser almost right from the kickoff. The point is, John, Liverpool, for example, now have coming up 3 games in 6 days. They're all away from home, and there's only 2 days between one of the games. That's insane, isn't it?
It's madness, I mean. You know, but you can't get away from all these different associations. It's in their interest, of course, to create more competition because they get more money for it.
Yeah.
And it's not their players.
No.
They're just using the players from Manchester United and Arsenal and all the top teams around the world.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. And then you've got the League Cup, you've got the FA Cup, you've got the Premier League.
Yeah.
You're talking about 4 or 5 competitions, Eamon.
Yeah, and you've got two. You've got the Champions League, the Europa League, and there's another league in Europe, which West Ham won last year. I think it's the first time they've won the trophy.
Exactly, and that's what happens. And what you find as well, the top players now, obviously, are playing in international competitions.
Yes, yeah, of course.
And so that's another plus. So the top players from Liverpool, and because they're all from different countries now. I mean, when does the international thing is on? You only see players from Arsenal, Liverpool, Manchester City, and they have to play in those matches as well. Don't go, we've got the Nations Cup, is there?
This summer, we have the European Championships.
Yeah.
But... I mean, for example, Diaz, who plays, you know, is such a warrior for Liverpool, he travelled an awful long way to and from South America.
Yeah.
And he only would have got back Thursday, maybe Friday, early Friday morning. And then he's got to do his stuff, you know, on a Sunday.
It's madness, Eamon.
Yeah, it is.
I found when I was playing football, the ideal preparation for a match.
Yep.
Was the 7 days. You're playing a Saturday, and hopefully, we had a lot of matches as well. But the ideal situation is to have Sunday off, come in on Monday, train in a certain way. Tuesday, you train in a certain way. Wednesday, you train the same. Maybe you get a day off.
Yes.
All that is building up to be in perfect condition for the Saturday.
Yes.
But
that's
now
all gone.
You've got a Tuesday match or a Wednesday match, I mean. You come in on a Monday, you've got to take it easy. You know, Tuesday you've got to take it. Then you play on Wednesday. Then you're off on Thursday. So you're not preparing for yourself in that particular way. And then, as you know, it catches up on you.
It does. And you see all those hamstrings people are watching it. Hamstring in particular, but also calf strains, which muscle strains, because the muscles are really not able to do their job.
I can't do it. It's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much. And what they're doing all the time now, obviously in recent years, fairly recent years, it's great more competition.
Yes.
Because the UEFA and FIFA and that, they don't have a player.
No, they don't. And they don't have to pay any players either.
And exactly.
They pay television companies.
Yeah.
But that's going to come to an end, John. They'll be paying. There's going to be a Super League. They can't go on with this madness. And it is madness. I'll just say to our listeners, I mean, John in particular never talks nonsense. It's always highly intelligent and well thought out. They're endeavouring to kill the game. Now, I agree. I said that and John agrees with me. And if you have a club, whether it's Manchester United, Manchester City, Liverpool, Arsenal, Tottenham, or Chelsea even, where this madness, and we'll talk to John. I want to talk to you about Chelsea next week, John, but just Pochettino, I know is a coach you have respect for as much as for his demeanour as everything else, but he's been landed with a terrible situation at Chelsea with all those players who don't know each other and cost fortunes, and they're all on 8-year contracts. And it's turning out, I watched their game at the weekend, and they played Burnley at home. I know you didn't get a chance to see it, but, you know, Josh Cullen scored for Burnley. He hasn't scored for Ireland yet. And Dar O'Shea scored the second goal for Burnley. He hasn't scored for Ireland yet. That young fella Palmer, who is a very good signing, Chelsea signing for 40 million, he scored two goals, actually, a penalty. He's a very, very, very good player.
Yes, he's very good, But the problem with Chelsea, I mean, we've spoken about it before, or any club that does what the American guy did. You know, he's come in, he's the big man, and there's no doubt that he bought the players.
No doubt at all. No,
and he's saying himself. You know, if you noticed recently, he's disappeared.
He has, and the rumor mill has it that the rest of the board members are going to sack him.
Yeah.
Now I don't know why that works when he's the money man.
Because he's put the money. He's probably put the money into it.
Right.
But that's it's not unusual, Eamon, because any managers, in my opinion. I might have said this before on your program, have a vision of what they want on the field.
Yeah.
And to fulfill that vision, they have to get the players in that they want.
Yeah.
In other words, I want Joe Bloggs, that's his type of player, I want him left side of midfield and various things. Now, if somebody else is buying the players and he's not a football man.
Yeah, you've no chance.
You're stuck with that.
Yeah.
Because you could say, I'm getting Joe Bloggs for you. I don't want him. I want somebody else. Well, you're having him. he has a vision of what's on the field, but he hasn't got a clue about what the vision should be.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Now, John, just a final question before we let you go, because I know you've got a touch of, more than a touch of laryngitis, and we really appreciate it. Leeds, as we speak right now, I'm looking at the paper, and they are in the automatic promotion place along with Ipswich, second to Ipswich, but there's nothing in it between those two and Leicester. Looks like Southampton have gone. So it's going to be tight. They got their win last night against Hull, but they didn't play well, did they?
No, they got away with it, Eamon, in the end. It flattered them, the 3-1 results, definitely. I thought Hull played very well. They were the better team for long periods. But it does show something about Leeds, Eamon, that despite the fact that on play they could have lost, but they still came back and did it.
Yeah.
You know, it
shows a bit of character.
Yeah, it does. It shows you something, you know.
Yeah.
Because watching the match, and while I was talking to you in the match, I didn't think they were going to do it. I thought Hull were the better team for long periods of the game. But they have something there, you know. Don't forget, at one stage they were, 16 points behind Leicester.
Yeah, they were,
And now I've found them, so they've come with a great run.
Yeah, you know, at the right time in the year.
At the right time, yeah. Well, if they do what's needed now for the remainder of the season. But they're in with a shout, that's for sure.
Okay, John, thank you very much for joining us. That's John Giles, one of our great players, well, maybe the greatest, but Roy Keane doesn't think that. We're grateful to John, because I'm sure listeners can tell he has laryngitis, but he wanted to do our roundup for the week. We're grateful to all of you for listening. That's all we have time for now. I will talk to you soon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.